We are here today broadcasting the show from MTU North Campus. Jerry, unfortunately, has come down with a bug, so I am here but for the next 2 hours. But we're broadcasting here from MTU North Campus in Drumtracker Tralee. And first of all, we're going to talk about the county final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards, which is taking place here today at MTU. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined here in the Radio Kerry Outside Broadcast Unit by four guests who are going to tell me a bit more about the competition, how it inspires young people, and its long-term aims. I'm joined in the studio by Tomás Hayes, who's head of Kerry LEO, that's the local enterprise office, and he's head of, as well, of local enterprise for Kerry County Council. We also have Katrina P. Collins, who's schools coordinator and mentor for the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. Katrina herself is a marketing consultant and business mentor. We also have two students here who we'll come to presently, Patrick Harrington from Patrick Harrington Stack, who goes to school in Manskull Nuan Latruig in Castle Gregory, and William Summers from CBS, the Green Tralee, who'll be telling us about their enterprises. Thank you all very much for joining us this morning here on Radio Kerry. If I could start with you, Katrina P. Collins, who's the school's coordinator and mentor for the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. Tell us a bit about the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. What's it all about?
Good morning, Tressa, and thank you for having us. Well, the Student Enterprise Awards is 20 plus years and running a national competition all over Ireland in schools. The idea is to foster entrepreneurship, to start very early as first year, and start thinking about what problem can I solve, or what product can I bring on, what adaptation can I bring to a product. Sometimes I ask who wants to earn money, sometimes I say what's your passion, and from a very young age they start literally creating the product, writing the business plan, working in teams. Ultimately, yes, they do earn the money, which is a great thing for them, but it really is fostering that idea that they can do it at an early age, and they just take the risks and they run with it.
And how early an age are we talking about?
First years right up. So today we've got first years right up to TY. So we've three categories: junior, intermediate and senior, and they're all represented from all over the county today. And then we got our county finals at lunchtime. They'll be announced, and then they'll go forward to Croke Park to the national final to compete with all the other students around Ireland in May.
And you spoke there, Katrina, of, I suppose, making money and the financial lucrative side of things, but I imagine it also develops teenagers' characters, gives them confidence, helps them blossom and discover themselves.
100%, yes. And it is all about, you know, working in teams, or even if you're working on your own, it's that building that resilience. It's really thinking about, oh, my stock didn't come in, you know, this week. What's going on there? And I know even at the moment, retailers, you know, all over Kerry and all over Ireland are having some issues with stock and delivery. And, you know, the students are actually experiencing the exact same thing. And you'd relate it back, you know, to real life, what's happening now. So yes, it definitely is about character building and resilience, and then it is about thinking, coming up with different ideas. And sometimes the ideas are just, we've just got such a great lineup, and it's just so great to be able to foster that and to foster, you know, Kiri Abu. We always come out of Croke Park with medals and trophies, because it's just an absolutely great competition for them.
And why do you think it resonates so much with young people here in Kerry?
I think obviously we have some great predecessors gone before us. You know, the local enterprise are very good at supporting it. And I think when they see, you know, they're influenced by other people, they see people that have gone before them. Obviously, even in the enterprise program itself for other businesses as well, you know, obviously the Aspens and the Dairy Masters, you know, we've been there before, so it's nice to have those as influences as well. And why not start them early and train them in?
And finally, Katrina, and we're speaking to Katrina P. Collins, who's schools coordinator and mentor for the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. Finally, Katrina, do you think it's a nice fit, the fact that the county finals of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards kind of coincides with the MTU Enterprise Showcase and the Kerry Startup Challenge?
Yes, 100%. And I think the big difference as well this year is that these students are actually now on a university campus. And I think that's absolutely brilliant, and congratulations. And we're always delighted to be here to actually have the final, as opposed to anywhere else. You know, these students could be walking these corridors in a matter of a few years, and a few years after, over in the Duchess building, having their graduation. So it is great for them to be, you know, to be in that space and to foster that those ideas for them.
At this stage, thank you, Katrina. At this stage, we'll bring in Tomás Hayes, who's head of Kerry Local Enterprise Office, Kerry LEO. Good morning to you, Tomás, and thank you for joining us here on Radio Kerry. Tomás, what's the value of all this? Why do you think this is so important? And Kerry LEO, what does it mean for you to support such an initiative?
Like, again, we're part of a broader network of local enterprise offices right across the country. And in each local enterprise office during February and March, we have our county finals. And again, I suppose it's the fact that we're working together, the fact that we're fostering enterprise at a very young level. I think it's looking at the whole creativity. Sometimes perhaps our education system perhaps does knock a little bit of creativity out of people. But again, it's to explore that whole creativity, that confidence. I think Katrina touched on the word resilience. I think that is huge. But again, it is taking perhaps what happens in the classroom, within the business programs, within the business courses, and applying it at a very practical level. And ultimately, it's the creativity. It's coming up with a good idea. It's coming up identifying a potential market that is out there. Ultimately, somebody has to buy what you're doing. You know, it's not good enough just to come up with an idea. So again, it just reinforces the real life aspects of business in terms of finding that initial finance to purchase stock or come up with your prototype or whatever. And again, it's looking at exploring the market. It's looking at the, I suppose, the digital aspects in terms of online sales and exploring the whole marketing of a product and so on. As I say, and we operate at different levels. Like at a senior level, certainly there's a requirement for a business plan to be produced. At a more junior level, it's more exploring the creativity in terms of you know, a chart that basically outlines the project itself. And I think, you know, over the years, we're very much encouraged by the activity levels within the county. And again, the schools' participation, the students, the schools, our mentors who've been so active in the schools as well. And again, I suppose the point here is that, you know, I suppose to have good businesses, you need many small startups. And again, even just looking at, you know, general figures coming through on the broader economy, you know, there has been a decline in number of startups recently over the last year or two, for obvious reasons in terms of economy, inflation, I suppose the fear of starting a business. I suppose we're almost at full employment, but we still need to see, you know, these new business startups, these new ideas being explored. I suppose I'm constantly amazed. I suppose I've been in this game for many years now, and I do find it challenging sometimes when we see some of the projects coming through, particularly in the Student Enterprise Awards. And again, I suppose students just thinking outside the block a little bit and exploring that creativity.
And may I ask, and we're speaking to Tomás Hayes, head of Kerry LEO, that's the local enterprise office, has it come to pass that young people who in the past have taken part in the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards, a few years later, when they've finished college, when they're that bit older, they've approached Kerry LEO and said, this is my startup, I've finished college, I've a few years experience under my belt, we'd like to get Kerry LEO to help and support us.
Oh, definitely, over the years we've certainly seen that. And it's one thing I would say, like, we're after coming through Enterprise Month over the last couple of weeks, and again, I think in terms of the various supplements and published articles, we're a very tight network here in the county, and we're intrinsically linked with the Munster Technological University. In fact, we support some of the other student programs that operate here as well. We have the New Frontiers program. Again, we'd be strong supporters of that. It's a program that provides a stipend to aspiring entrepreneurs to develop their ideas and develop their proposals and just give them the time and space and expertise in order to develop that. So yes, we do see students coming through maybe years later. But I think, you know, I think the whole thing, again, is going back to that resilience. It is just presenting the option of self-employment at some stage in the future. And, you know, I often pose the question, you know, when I walk into classrooms, what does your father do? What does your mother do? Oh, they're farmers. Are they entrepreneurs? No, they're farmers. Like, they are entrepreneurs. And again, it is just challenging the concept of entrepreneurship and just pushing it out there. Like, I always believe that there's a latent entrepreneur in everybody, whether they're working full-time elsewhere or not. We're all coming up with ideas. We're always thinking of ways of making some additional income or whatever. And it's encouraging and supporting that.
And at this stage, I'll bring in two of the students who are taking part in the county final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. I'll start start first with Patrick Harrington Stack. Patrick, you're a student at Manscoil Nua an Le Truaí Castle Gregory. Patrick, tell us a bit about your project, and you're part of a team, aren't you, behind it?
Yeah, so I'm with Kiara Henderson Sixsmith, and our project was a children's book through which we hope to foster sustainable habits for children. It's called Nelly to the Rescue, and it's about a turtle that goes around teaching a little girl how she can help to stop climate change. And we've translated it into Irish under the title Nelly Contar Hala as well. So,
where did you get the idea, you and Kiara?
We kind of had a passion for sustainability anyway, and we were both interested in protecting the marine and coastal habitats. So it was handy that way that it came to us. We already had an interest, so that kept us motivated to keep going.
And the business side of it, is it that you sell, you're trying now to sell the book in shops and schools? What's the commercial side of it?
So our book is available from the school. You could get in contact through social media on Instagram. We're under MSLT Habitat Heroes. And also we've had teachers get in contact with the school directly, with our principal, and we've sold copies that way. We had a market day as well, and we've had people in to talk to us, like Duncan Stewart, the Dingle Hub, and other groups that were interested in our project.
Patrick, will you give us the name of the book again? And it's both, it's in English and in Irish, so it's a bilingual.
Yeah, Nelly to the Rescue, a guide to sustainability for children.
And if anyone wants to buy it, acquire it, it's to contact the social media through the through your school, Manscoil Nua an Le Truaí.
Yes.
And what have you gotten out of it yourself?
I feel like my confidence has grown a lot, and also it's nice to produce something that you can see in your hands. You have a product that you've made and something that stands your name. The community also has been like a really big help. It's been great to see all the support and to see that people are willing to get involved and to help you out if you are willing to take a chance and to start up a business.
Did you and Kiara write the book as well?
Yes, story? So I wrote the book and Kiara did all of the illustrations. So we were able to do it all between ourselves.
And that's interesting what Tomás was saying, that sometimes we have narrow notions of what entrepreneurship is, and maybe that entrepreneurship can sometimes be seen as solely business and commercial. And you can have two. You can be an entrepreneur and be very artistic and creative as well.
Yeah, and we both did art for the junior cert, so we both had like very creative aspects, and I liked writing and Kiara liked drawing, so we just stuck with what we were good at, and that's how we came up with our product.
Well, the very best of luck to you, Patrick, and Kiara, with the awards today. The county final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards is taking place here at the MTU North Campus in Drumtacker, Tralee. Thank you very much for that. We've been talking to Patrick Harrington Stack. Now, finally, we'll go to another student who is competing in the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards, William Summers from CBS The Green Tralee. William, you were on with Deirdre on Talk About in the afternoons a number of months ago to talk about your really clever enterprise. Will you remind us what it is again?
Yeah, so it's WS Restoring. So I restore old hurleys that may have been abandoned or kind of thrown into the shed that are in very bad condition. The bands may be rusted and they're just sitting there, and people would be going buying a new hurley instead of getting it sanded and re-gripped and it's good as new.
Where'd you get the idea?
I have a load of hurleys at home and I was kind of looking at them. I was like, what can I do with them? And obviously the big sustainability problem in the world at the moment. So I was like, sand it down and regrip it and I can use them again.
And what's the response been like? How long has your business now been in operation? What's the demand like?
I got a very good response at the start and I'm still getting a very good response. I kind of set up the Instagram and that got a load of people and kind of my teammates and people in school, the hurlers especially, they loved the idea and they gave me their hurley and they were like, do it, like, and they were very happy with it at the end.
And William, what's it meant for you? Like, how do you think this has helped you?
Well, I just love seeing an old hurley and then looking at it after and saying, I did that, and now look at this brand new. People saved a lot of money by going, doing, getting it restored and not buying a brand new hurley for twice the price, three times the price.
And there's great craftsmanship involved as well, so it must be very, very satisfying.
It is, yeah, especially the end product.
Yeah. Well, it's been so great, and very best of luck to you too, William. We've been talking to William Summers from the CBS, the Green Tralee, who's competing in the county final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. The winners will be announced today, and indeed we want to wish everybody, all the young people taking part in the Enterprise Awards, the very, very best of luck. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We've been talking to Katrina P. Collins, Schools Coordinator and Mentor for the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards, to Tomás Hayes, Head of Kerry Local Enterprise Office, Kerry Leo, and two of the students taking part in the Kerry County Final Student Enterprise Awards, Patrick Harrington Stack from Manscull Nuan Latruig in Castle Gregory, and William Summers from CBS The Green Tralee. Now we're speaking to more students who are taking part in the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. I have to start with Dermot O'Kirkovon. Dermot is sporting a really, really eye-grabbing, eye-catching t-shirt. It says Nivegala Haid or Arishaun. It's a picture, I presume, of Fungi, yes. The late lamented, or we presume the late, but he's definitely lamented Fungi. And underneath, Dermot has, will you explain, you actually have how to pronounce Nivegala Haid or Arishaun, we won't see his like again for anyone who wouldn't speak Irish. Tell us a bit more. This is your venture plan.
Yeah, so we kind of had this idea of, we kind of knew we wanted to do something about Irish because it's fairly common where I'm from. It's the Gaeltacht.
And you attend Pobl Scoil Corcaigne, I should say.
Yeah, it's all through Irish. So I went to an all-Irish primary school as well, and it was taught by lots of great teachers, and they taught lots of kind of old sayings, and so they really stuck with me. And I was thought it would be nice if lots of other people could understand it as well. So it kind of came back when we did the business this year, and we kind of knew we wanted to do some sort of clothing because it's very accessible to everyone, like everyone needs a t-shirt. We kind of went through a process and tried to figure out what we'd do it with, and we landed with a t-shirt, and we kind of went through a design process, and we just found a company in Irish up in Dublin, and we developed t-shirts with them, and it turned out really well.
And where was the aha moment when you said we'll have these Irish phrases, but accompanying them is the pronunciation? When did that aha moment come?
Well, both of my parents are from outside the Gaeltacht, and they both speak a bit of Irish. My mother would be more so than my father, but he still has a bit. But it's very hard for people to kind of understand how to pronounce the words because there's lots of different turns in Irish. So to have kind of the pronunciation for people to understand it and the ability for people to kind of speak it better, it just kind of arrived there. There's lots of relatives who don't speak Irish or don't speak Well,
I think it's an absolutely inspired idea, Dermot, and best of luck today. As I said, we'll get a photograph and we'll have it up on Radio Kerry's social media in a while. Dermot's t-shirt, Niveg a Lahid Arishaun, a picture of poor old Fungi, and underneath how to pronounce Niveg a Lahid Arishaun, spelled out phonetically. What's your favourite t-shirt?
Personally, I'd say it's the Unbashed.
Tell me about that.
It's kind of a term that just, it's a very broad term. You can use it as an exclamation, really. So if someone was telling you a story and you were surprised, you'd say, "Unbashed." It's kind of a very fun phrase.
And what's the image that you use to accompany it then on your t-shirt?
We use just an exclamation point because it kind of gets the point across, really.
Brilliant. Well, very best of luck to you, Dermot. Are you part of a team or is it just yourself?
It's myself, but I was working with a team as well.
Well, best to you. Best of luck to you and all as you compete in today's county final of the Student Enterprise Awards. Next, I am joined by a young woman who is very usefully for me wearing a floating armband and goggles and a swimming cap. We're talking to Katie Grant from Presentation Secondary in Listowel. Katie, why are you dressed up like this?
So our project is about mainly featuring swimming, so obviously I'm wearing goggles just to bring eye-catching. We created a project for the BT Young Scientist, and that's why we were investigating. When we were brainstorming, my friend was at Bay Sports in Athlone, and she realised that we can't have goggles there and we couldn't really navigate in the water. So it made us think about how do blind people navigate in water, and you know, we came across the stark reality that there isn't enough facilities and aids for people with different impairments like visual impairment. So we created this project, and it's basically to help try blind swimmers to try and navigate through the pool using technology. And we actually won a highly commended award at the BT Young Scientist, so we have high hopes.
And like, what satisfaction do you get out of being involved in this project, and have you gotten feedback from people who've used the swimming goggles with the sensors for people? What have they told you?
So obviously in the business project we have to find, it's a lot about marketing, but for the satisfaction, it's really satisfying to get a gap in the market that's actually helping towards people, providing a facility that isn't there already, especially, you know, considering it is already so difficult for people with visual impairment. So it's like, it's amazing to be able to do it. We spoke to people with visual impairment, especially at the BT, and we told them our idea and we discussed of how we hope to impact people. And they thought it was great. We actually got in contact with Roisin Nireen. She's an Irish Paralympic visually impaired swimmer, and she won, I think it was bronze in the Tokyo Olympics. And we got speaking to Anastasia Paganis, who's on Team USA as a blind Paralympic swimmer who won gold in the Tokyo Olympics. So it was it was incredible to hear their feedback on, and you know, it was also positive and so encouraging to hear it from their like perspective. So it was really, really encouraging and inspiring.
And who's in your team? You're part of a team, are you, Katie?
I am. So I'm teammates with Emer Buckley, Jessica O'Sullivan and Grace Whelan. We're all from Presistole, and it's a great team, honestly.
And we have, well, very best of luck to you all as well in Presentation Listole, competing in the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards County Final today, which is taking place here in MTU Kerry in the North Campus in Trumptacker. Our focus is on the MTU Enterprise Showcase and the Kerry Startup Challenge. And I'm delighted to say we're joined in some of the businesses taking part in the MTU Enterprise Showcase, hoping to win up to €5,000. We have Shane O'Connor of Seriously Sound Food, Mary Thea Brosnan of Kerry Kefir. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Kefir?
Yeah.
I'm never sure. And Colin Hassett of AVA. Is it AVA?
Ava
Sports Medical. Well, thank you all for joining us. First of all, Shane, I'll start with you. Tell us about Seriously Sound Food and what does it mean to be taking part in the Startup Challenge?
Hi, Tressa. So, the Seriously Sound Food Company is myself and my co-founder, Richard Sharp. Now, I left Richard down in the office today, mine in the house while I'm here. But, so what we've done is we've developed a range of plant-based meat products with the meat eater in mind.
Put your microphone a little bit closer to your mouth? That's great, Shane.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Years at it. So we've developed a range of plant-based meat products with the meat eater in mind, and what it is we're trying to help people move into that plant-based space by changing their diet without changing their lifestyle. You don't have to go off and look at all these recipes. This is just simply a plant-based substitute. It's a plant-based chicken. It's like for like. You swap one for the other. So it's been a roller coaster. We only started last July, and in that time we've developed our two products that we start with, our plant-based chicken. One is a Carolina barbecue and the other is a naked piece, as we call it, which is just a salt and pepper seasoning that you can use for anything, stir-fries, curries, casseroles, anything you use chicken in. And we launched the product then in Ireland and the UK at the end of January. So we launched here in the Garvey Group Super Values, and we launched in Planet Organic in the UK. And now we've grown that again now. And in May, we're going nationally here in Ireland with two main retailers here in Ireland. So it's been a whirlwind since starting on the New Frontiers programme up here 6 months ago and getting to this point.
What's the response been like so far?
It's been excellent. It's been really good because you don't know. Like, I'm a meat eater, so I suppose back at the start I'd have looked at this as well and gone, not for me. But we're doing a lot of in-store sampling and tasting to kind of get people to try it. And you know, you get a lot of people that'll come up to you and go, not for me, plant-based, wouldn't touch it. And then we'll say, try it, and they'll try it and they'll go, oh, that tastes like chicken. And they'll go away, they'll take a pouch and they'll go away. So the take up on it has been fantastic, and I think once people get over the fact that it's plant based and just realise it tastes, looks and feels like chicken, but it's far better for you, they kind of go with it then. So it's been great. And in the UK as well, the UK is they're a little bit further down the line in this space, so the take up of it in the UK has been huge then for us.
And what does it mean to take part in the New Frontiers programme? Because I could imagine, obviously, there's been a lot of talk in recent years about moving to veganism in particular, and vegetarianism, and you've seen the growth of such plant-based products in our supermarkets. What then? How then did the New Frontiers programme help in maybe positioning yourself and saying, well, we're actually different from others in the market?
Yeah, I suppose that what it did was it allowed we at the New Frontiers, and you deal with a lot of mentors from different areas of business, and you get to push your idea and your product in front of them, and you tell them, this is what I'm doing. Like today we're pitching, and you're going to say, this is who we are, this is what we do, our mission is to make over the meat aisle. And some people will push back on that, and you can get their take on it as to why you think they're pushing back, and then you can work around that and go, okay, this is maybe a maneuver slightly off to the left or to the right here to suit people, but these people are well seasoned, and you get a lot of feedback, and it's helped a lot in that. And then also with the new frontiers, and I mention this a lot, is they get you to focus on the foundations of your business, which you can push to one side when you're getting all excited about your new startup and go, I'll do a business plan whenever the bank needs it. And this focuses you on actually getting the business plan, getting your financials, and getting all of that important stuff in place. So from driving the business on, it was a huge help in that way, because you can easily get lost up. I like to call it the squirrel thing. Ooh, squirrel. And you get dragged away to what's over here and dragged away to what's over here. So it was great.
And Shane, may I ask, how did you find out about the New Frontiers program that's operating here from MTU and the Tom Crean Enterprise Centre? Is it something that people starting off in Kerry with a business, is it something that they'll find out pretty quickly, or is it something that you kind of need to explore a bit?
Yeah, I think anyone really that's kind of getting into the startup space in Kerry will find out about the New Frontiers program quite quickly, because most people that have gone through it in that entrepreneurial space will have either looked at it or gone through it, because it's a support, it's 6 months support, it's a financial support. So when you're forming your idea and getting your idea out there, there's no better stepping stone to doing this. So I think, like, I would have heard about it through friends, and I would have known people who've gone through it. And I think anyone that's going out there that's thinking of starting a business, they're going to talk to people, and at some point they're going to talk to someone who's gone through it.
And what's the most valuable thing you've got for yourself and for your enterprise, Seriously Sound Food, from taking part in the New Frontiers program?
It's funny, with everything that comes at it from a business standpoint and all that experience, the best part of it is that it was us and 10 other businesses. So you kind of form this little community where you're going through your business and you're going through their business with them at the same time, and everyone is starting, we're in different phases, and you can turn around to them and go, look, this is where I am, what do you reckon to this, and vice versa. So all of a sudden you've this massive support mechanism where everyone that's in there, they're about the same space as you. So I think that's hugely important, because you're not on your own in it then, because not everyone has a co-founder in their business. So you kind of have 10 co-founders in this little room for 6 months with you that can help you through it.
That's interesting. So it's quite collaborative, and it kind of belies the myth that in business, when you're a startup, it's all cutthroat, and it's all rivalry, and it's all the apprentice and all that sort of malarkey.
Yeah, it's not like that. I mean, Colin was kind of like that. He tried to cut the legs out from underneath me a few times. But it's not, because it is that whole thing, like, everyone is kind of there for the same reason, and they're trying to get to this point. And you know, you like everyone in the space, so you want them all to succeed. So if someone comes to you with a problem or an issue, you're going to work through it with them and help them. And also there's a massive variation in the businesses. There's no one up against each other, really.
And at this stage we'll have to bring in Colm Hassett of Ava Sports Medical. Colm, you'll have to defend yourself now from Shane.
He's a hard man to knock anyway. You couldn't get him down.
Tell us about your venture.
So Ava Sports Medical, actually, it came from tragic circumstances, actually, in 2021, and it moved me towards actually finding a solution for sudden cardiac death amongst athletes, you know. Actually, during research, I noticed that two young people in Ireland every week dies from sudden cardiac death. So from here, really, Ava was founded, you know. So the solution really that we're going to provide is the standard resting 12-lead ECG. And also we have a new cardiac monitor that allows us to screen the athlete present and post exercise. So we're really excited about where we're at right now, you know. Still early days for us compared to Shane now, but we are we're definitely moving in the right direction, and we're doing something we feel is worthwhile.
Absolutely. Now, Colm, could you explain, is there a particular reason why you call the business Ava Sports Medical?
Do you know what, actually, it was a different name before, and we were actually on Radio Kerry earlier last month, actually, and it was actually called Knight Sports Medical, and the consensus was it would be very hard to find, because it wasn't spelt like Knight, it was actually spelt N-I-H-T, and myself and Gavin Kennelly and Shane here, and that's the New Frontiers group. We came together and we tried to bash out the best names. So it's just testament to the program, you know. And Gavin Kennelly's actually a marketeer that's really been helping a lot with the business, even at the stall today. So yeah, the name actually came from hard work, really. It took us 2 days to come up with, but the meaning's actually Hebrew for life, you know. And also it has it's like athletic vitality analysis, you know. So but we go by Ava.
So would it be fair then to say, to describe what Ava Sports Medical is about, and its important way to help prevent sudden deaths like this among athletes, but that it's and other groups in our society, but that it's kind of like a bespoke cardiac screening service. Would that be it, or centre?
You know, it'll actually be like a mobile screening system, so we'll actually have to come to the clubs or the leisure centres and actually provide the screening there and then, you know. So potentially screening individual by individual, you know. So in, to say, we could go down to a club here in Tralee this evening and screen 30 athletes, you know, in an evening, you know. So just provides that comprehensive screening, but it's completely mobile.
So, for example, a young athlete, someone who seems absolutely fit and healthy, you might detect something like a regular heartbeat or something like that might sort of signal that there might be an issue that needs to be addressed there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I guess a lot of the cases, the majority of the cases of sudden cardiac death in young people is actually due to cardiomyopathy, which is actually where the heart thickens, you know. So actually an ECG would actually provide you with would actually have to diagnose that potentially anyway, you know. So obviously there's always going to be cases that will be missed, but yeah, that's realistically what you're doing. A lot of it is down to the electrical function of the heart. If there's different rhythm issues as well, you know, there's different causes. When you actually go into it, I came from a sports and fitness background, so now talking with cardiologists and medical teams, I had to really expand my knowledge. And yeah, there's so many different cases, but mostly with young people, it's actually the cardiomyopathy is actually genetic. You know what I mean? But there can also be other things like long QT syndrome, which is actually to do with the rhythm of the heart, and then there's Brugada syndrome, and also Wolf Parkinson. So there's so many different. You could go on all day. Mm-hmm. I think even talking to the professionals, like that, it's unknown really, you know. And look, what we're just trying to do is provide a layer of screening that can actually identify and hopefully help people, you know, help athletes.
Well, we've been speaking here to some of the businesses taking part in the Kerry Startup Challenge through the New Frontiers programme, and we're here at MTU Kerry at the Drumtacker campus, the North Campus in Tralee, for the MTU Enterprise Showcase and Kerry Startup Challenge. And we've been talking to some of the businesses that have really benefited from the New Frontiers programme that's being run from here. You've been hearing from Shane O'Connor of Seriously Sound Food, from Colm Hassett of Ava Sports Medical. Stay with us, guys, and when we come back, we will be talking to a third business person who'll be talking about her experience with the New Frontiers program, and that's someone who will explain to us and maybe tell us, how does one pronounce, is it kefir or is it kefir? A special program we're broadcasting live from Munster Technological University Kerry campus in Drumtacker, Tralee. We're celebrating enterprise, creativity, and initiative. And in the first part of our show, we were focusing on the final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards. And we're also finding out about this hour on the MTU Enterprise Showcase and the Kerry Startup Challenge for new and young ventures. And the businesses, some of whom we've been speaking to earlier on this hour, are featuring in the MTU Enterprise Showcase, hoping to win up to €5,000, a wonderful prize for any young enterprise. I'm joined here now, I'm delighted to say, here in our outside broadcast unit by Emily Reen, who's Enterprise Coordinator of the New Frontiers Programme. She's the Programme Manager there at New Frontiers, based at Munster Technological University. We're also speaking to two judges involved in the Kerry Startup Challenge, Niamh Sterling and Stephen Wilson Downey. We'll come to Niamh and Stephen presently. But first of all, Emily, Emily. Thank you for joining us, and tell us a bit about the New Frontiers programme, about the MTU Enterprise Showcase and the Kerry Startup Challenge. What's happening here today exactly?
Thank you so much for having us today, Teresa. Yes, it's a very, very exciting day today. We have our MTU Enterprise Showcase and Kerry Startup Challenge taking place on campus here, along with the Kerry Leo Student Enterprise County Final Awards. So it's a very exciting day. We run this during the Kerry Month of Enterprise, which has over 80 events that take place online and in person. So part of the KMOE then is to run our New Frontier Showcase. So we have 17 businesses pitching today. They're a great range of Phase 2 participants. We have one or two alumni from last year. We have our Phase 1 that started and is running through the Kerry Month of Enterprise in March in the evenings. And we have some external Kerry startups. So all the startups are under 3 years and they're pitching for a prize fund of up to €5,000. Some of the awards tonight would be, today would be Best Exhibition Stand, Judges' Choice Award. We've got Best Tech, which is a ticket to Web Summit in Lisbon for 4 days conference in November. We have Best Non-Tech, which is €1,000. Best Pitch is €500. And Best Pitch Runner-Up is €250. So we have a great variety of awards, and some of our sponsors today would be Munster Technological University, Enterprise Ireland, New Frontiers, Kerry Innovation Centre, Viclarity, our two of our research centres, IMAR and ACE, and AIB as well. So it's a fantastic day where the startups are actually set up. There's 17 startups set up in the North Campus, and they will pitch for a team of judges. We've got Niamh and Stephen with us today, and we also have Sarah Flaherty, our External Services Manager of MTU, and Stephen Stack from AIB. So we've four judging panel who will go around to each of the stands. They'll have a look at what the best display is, and each of the startups will be able to do a 90 second elevator pitch, and then the judging panel will pick the top three to four to pitch for our afternoon event over in the Kerry Sports Academy. So it's a very, very exciting day. And especially for our Phase 1s, it gives them an opportunity, and also the external applicants, an opportunity to see what New Frontiers is about, all the supports that are available here through the university, through Enterprise Ireland and New Frontiers. And then for the Phase 2, participants who are finishing their six-month programme really helps to showcase all the great work they've done over the last 6 months. So it's a very, very exciting day.
Is it open to the public to come up and have a look and soak up this excitement and this exciting atmosphere?
It is, yes. So the display stands will be set up from 10:30 until 12:30. So anybody within the county who'd like to come up and have a look at the Kerry Startup Challenge, it's a great time to do so. There's fantastic buzz around the campus today.
And I'm sure some of the secondary school students who are taking part in the County Enterprise Student Awards are having a look at the displays and the showcases for the adults, so to speak.
Absolutely, and it's a great chance for, you know, the startups that want to give back in the future as well, to see the students coming, up and coming students coming through the projects that are going through the enterprise within the county. It really does, it's a great enterprise day all around.
At this stage, I'm going to bring in two of the judges in the Kerry Startup Challenge, Niamh Stirling and Stephen Wilson-Downey. I'll start with you, Stephen. Stephen, you're the CEO of AIP Technology and Spera. Can you tell us a bit about your background and what you're looking for as a judge today?
Yeah, so I suppose I'm on the panel as an alumni from New Frontiers, so I would have been through the other side of it. And a number of years ago, I would have entered into the New Frontiers programme. And it's really a great, safe and secure way to really explore the opportunity of your startup, examine the ideas, viability. There's a great mentor network there as well, combined with the funding support. So Enterprise Ireland has been running this programme for a good number of years. And I suppose what we'd be looking for today is how they've really utilised that time to see what opportunity is out there for their business, and how they're advancing it, and what kind of traction they've gotten over the past few months.
And at this stage, I'll bring in Niamh Stirling, one of the other judges in the Kerry Startup Challenge. Niamh is partner at Further VC, and she's one of Europe's 100 most influential women in startups and venture capital. Niamh, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thank you so much.
And what it means to be a judge and what's the value of initiatives such as this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having you here today, and absolutely delighted to be here. You know, I suppose my own background is that I've just joined Further Ventures as partner, Further VC, and prior to that I was 5.5 years in angel investing. We actually had a Kerry Angel Network as well. Maeve and Sean did amazing work down there. And then my background prior to that is that I founded and scaled and exited a couple of companies. So I guess I always kind of say to people I could be sitting on both sides of the table, so I guess it gives me, you know, a unique perspective in terms of what it takes to found and scale, you know, globally export-driven companies. In terms of today, you know, and New Frontiers and the work that Leo, New Frontiers and schools that do, these are the lifeblood of what we do in venture capital. We are looking for companies that have, you know, a large market opportunity, that understand their competitors in the market space, that are solving a real world customer problem and that are showing a level of traction. So these early stage companies are really important, not only actually from a venture capital perspective, but also from an economic perspective for Ireland. Hugely important. So it is a great honour to be here today and meet all of these companies.
You've been nodding your head there, Stephen, as to what Niamh Stirling was saying there.
Yeah, absolutely. SMEs, they comprise, they're the main component of the Irish economy. And I think recognition of that and supporting them on their journey, you know, setting up a business can be a difficult and at times a lonely journey. And the amount of support that you need around you to get you through those tough times, essentially, is key and a huge component of success.
It must be very difficult for both of you to pick someone from the enterprises that are taking part in the startup challenge. Is it Niamh?
It is. Yeah, of course it is. Absolutely. Like, you know, it's wonderful to see everybody here, and we're excited to meet all of those companies. We have different criteria. Emily's done an amazing job, and Alan here. And it's brilliant that we have an opportunity to give people an award prizes for different categories, because, you know, whether it be that it be the best pitch, but they might be slightly earlier, or whether it be, you know, a best technology, and then to be able to go through to the afternoon process as well. So it's really exciting to meet the 17 companies, which is an amazing turnout.
And Emily, I suppose, and I think that's been one of the themes of this morning, is that the businesses, the people who've been taking part in the New Frontiers programme and progressed to the Kerry Startup Challenge possibly, they've really forged connections with other people who are setting out on their journey to establish a business and get support.
Absolutely. The peer-to-peer networking and learning opportunities between participants are fantastic. And it's great to see even today you've got eager phase one participants who are already connecting with the phase two participants to see how the program went, the benefits of the program, what it did for their businesses as well is really important. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we have a number of participants that aren't even connected yet with the New Frontiers program, and they can see what it's all about as well. So it's all about not feeling like you're on your own, even if you're on your own in the business. You don't need to be, and it also helps to showcase the range of supports that are out there. And then the afternoon will be a fantastic session. We'll have the panel discussion with the judges, and then then 3 to 4 of the startups will be pitching live for 3 minutes for the prize money as well. And it'll be a great kind of networking event as well. We've invited a lot of people that are really a core part of the Kerry startup ecosystem in terms of their help, their mentorship, their support of the program and of the startups as well. So it's a fantastic day.
Well, thank you all very much for coming into the outside broadcast unit of Radio Kerry, where we've been hosting a special programme today to mark the county final of the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards, the MTU Enterprise Showcase and the Kerry Startup Challenge. Best of luck to everyone involved. We've been speaking to Emily Green, Enterprise Coordinator And she's the new Frontiers Programme Manager at MTU here, Kerry. And we've also been speaking to two of the judges involved in the Kerry Startup Challenge, Niamh Sterling and Stephen Wilson Downey.